The town of Benton Harbor has seen better days.
Whirlpool!
Don't take our jobs!
Whirlpool!
Don't take our jobs!
Once a major manufacturing center for Whirlpool appliances, the town lost over 5,000 jobs in the 1980s and has suffered from post-industrial white flight and continued economic atrophy throughout the past two decades. According to census information, over 92% of the population is African American and over 40% live below the poverty line. Compare this to Benton Harbor's sister city of St. Joseph just across the river, an affluent, middle-class resort community that is over 90% white, and a stark contrast begins to emerge.
Well, St. Joseph, Michigan is about 99.1% Caucasian. Benton Harbor is about 96% African American. And what they do, normally what they do, they don't want us over there in St. Joe. They want to make sure that we stay over here. And that's why they have all the police officers here harassing people.
That's Reverend Edward Pinckney, leader of the Black Autonomy Network community organization and well-known local activist who became famous for his daily protests against racism and job losses in Benton Harbor.
Here in the city of Benton Harbor, racism is out of control. And it always been out of control because most people have never did anything until I came along. I'm probably the first person who ever stood up to the racism here. And they hate my guts for it, but I still love them. My job is to make sure that it don't continue.
Reverend Pinckney's struggle with racism in Benton Harbor is what attracted Sherry Honkala, director of the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, to make the town a stop on its cross-country march to the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit.
He's been fighting for a very long time to hold on to the jobs in this community and to ensure that the actual community take control of the decisions that are made in this town as opposed to Whirlpool.
Several dozen poor and homeless people who arrived with the Poor People's March joined Reverend Pinckney in staging a protest outside the Whirlpool corporate headquarters in Benton Harbor.
Whirlpool!
Stop the outsourcing!
Whirlpool!
Stop the outsourcing!
What they're doing now, they have brought in a program called Harbor Shores. It's designed to take over the rest of the city of Benton Harbor and drive all the African Americans out of the community. They're using Whirlpool money in order to accomplish what they're trying to do. So my job is to let them know that there is somebody here who's willing to stand up against them, willing to go toe-to-toe, chest-to-chest, eyeball-to-eyeball with them. And that's why I'm here today.
Harbor Shores is a project funded by the Whirlpool Corporation to develop a pro golfer Jack Nicklaus-designed $500 million luxury golf course and country club on the shore of Lake Michigan at the last remaining public waterfront in Benton Harbor. Reverend Pinckney, along with local activists and environmentalists, have opposed the park on the basis that it's a corporate land grab and will only benefit the wealthy. But some local residents, including Jeffrey Bartlett, feel that it's better than nothing.
I think most of those criticisms are pretty legit, but the fact remains that nothing of that scale would have happened if it hadn't been what it was. So, you know, people say, oh, well, you spent $500 million on a golf course, but it's not like you had the choice to spend $500 million on anything.
However, Sherry Honkala, who's been traveling the country with the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, sees the situation in Benton Harbor as just another example of a community that has pushed aside the rights of poor people.
Once again, here's another town where you see boarded up houses and you see a deficit in the school budget, where you see thousands of jobs that are being lost and a couple hundred more that are going to be lost very soon. And then at the same time, you see fancy golf courses and yachts and a beautiful beach and very wealthy people. And somebody once said to me, wherever there's extreme wealth, there's extreme poverty. And that's the story of Benton Harbor.
From Benton Harbor, Michigan, this is Kelly Benjamin.